He resumed his examination. It wouldn't be the first time a woman had been with the company disguised as a man. The annals recalled several instances where amazing discoveries had been made about one of our forebrethren, usually after they got themselves killed somehow. Still, it would be uncomfortable knowing. What I don't like about your annals is that they're more about you than they are about the company. What? I didn't understand. I mean, you focus everything on yourself. Except for a few chapters you adapted from Ladies' Dispatches or Bucket or One Eye or somebody, you never report anything that doesn't involve you or that you didn't see yourself. You're too self-absorbed. Why should we give a rat's ass about your recurring nightmares? And except for Dejigori, your sense of place is usually pretty weak. If I weren't here myself, I'd have a lot of trouble picturing this whole end of the world. My first reaction, of course, was to defend my babies from the butcher, but I kept my mouth shut. You gain nothing by arguing with your critics. You get more satisfying results teaching pigs to sing, with fewer ulcers. You have to trust your own muse, even if she has a clubfoot and is subject to unpredictable seizures. I think the old man said something like that himself a time or two over the years. I didn't mention it. You could work on writing a little more sparely, too. Sparely. You tend to go on a lot longer than you need to. At times. I'll try to keep that in mind. You think we ought to put something on her? It was plain he had plenty more to say about my annals, but wasn't comfortable about it. He was willing to accept the change of subject. Yes, there's no permanent physical damage. Lady's got some old things stored in that black chest. They'll be a little big, probably, but thought we weren't going to know anything about Sleepy being a girl. When's the last time you saw a lady in a dress? Good point. I opened the chest, though there's still never any doubt. Croker grunted. He was studying Sleepy intently, frowning. New wearing off? I asked. He smiled weakly. Sort of. You'll understand someday. I picked some things. Not what I want to hear, boss. Always way back there, however much I loved my wife, was a niggle when I recalled that she was the daughter of Kigoda. He chuckled. Get some pants on her before my dearly beloved walks in. We finished just in time, too. Lady arrived in a foul humor. I found nothing useful. Nothing. How is he? Beat up, starved, and suffering from extended exposure. Otherwise, he's fine, physically. But absent mentally. Lady stared at the kid. There was nothing in Sleepy's eyes. Croker grunted. In a coma with his eyes open. Speaking of sleepers, I said, our favorite fireman was wide awake today. And the way he looked at me, he's all home in here. I swear, Sleepy's cheek twitched. But maybe it was just a trick of the lamp. Not good, Lady said, and I was looking forward to a quiet evening at home. What are we going to do with Sleepy? The captain had an answer all set. You're going to take him with you and get to work teaching him your trade. For an instant, a shadow crossed his face, as though all thoughts of the future brought despair. I can't move a girl into my bunker. Yes, you can. Because Sleepy was just one of the guys. Wasn't he? And keep me posted on his progress. Lady comes.